Venerable Bhikkhu Devat Dhamma Ji, Venerable Sadhus, my Dhamma brothers and sisters, I feel so thrilled, so happy whenever I come back to my motherland. There is a Sanskrit saying that the motherland is as great as the land of Devas. So when I come to my motherland, I feel I have come to the land of Devas.
So Sanskrit bhasha ma so lo shi ye di ami nai nga so lo shi ye ne mi chi ne du ba le a lo ami nai nga go pyan la ye twet di mi chi ba pyan yauk la so be wa myauk ba le.
When a child having played about here and there comes back home and sits on the lap of the mother, how happy the child feels. In the same way, when I come to this city that I was born, I feel so happy. Infinite happiness is there.
Kalaya, Miki Tango, Yayoda Kama, Miki Lego Kayalushi.
When I go around the world giving Dhamma, I always feel that I am representative of my Dhamma father, Sayaji Ubakhin. And so also, I am representative of my motherland, the Myanmar Naigado.
The Myanmar Naiga, do ye a meaning and feel that the jungle? The Myanmar Naigo Biala Raila Rai, say ye a lome, chain up with a warm your body.
I am son of this soil. I remember my childhood when I used to play in the streets of this royal city.
ကျွန်တော်ကဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ဒီမန္တလေးမြို့ရဲ့သားတစ်ယောက်ဖြစ်ပါတယ်ဆရာကြီးကမန္တလေးမြို့မှာမွေးခဲ့ပါတယ်တော့သူကငယ်ငယ်တုန်းကဒီမှာနေခဲ့တာတွေကိုလည်းပြန်ပြီးသတိရပါတယ
် I remember how quite often I used to visit Mother Irrawaddy and take my bath there so happily
သူကအခုကြည့်ရအောင်အမှိုက်ရနေပါတယ်ဒီမှာနေပြီးတော့ ARD မြို့ကိုသွားတာလေးလည်းအကုန်လုံးသတိရပြီးတော့စိတ်ထဲမှာအလုံးဝမြောက်ပါတယ
် It is true that there is no drop of Myanmar blood in my veins from the mother's side as well as the father's side My heritage is Indian. It is true.
တို့ရဲ့ပြောကအမေဘက်ကပဲကြည်ကြည်အဖေဘက်ကကြည်ကြည်မိဘတစ်ဖက်လုံးကတော့အိန္ဒိယသားတွေပါပဲ။သို့တော်လည်းဒါလေးလည်းမှန်ကန်တဲ့တရားပါပဲ
။ But it is also true that I am made in Myanmar. I am product of Myanmar.
တော်တော်လည်းပုံမှန်ကန်တဲ့ဥစ္စာကသူကမြန်မာပြည်မှာဖြစ်ပေါ်လာတဲ့မြန်မာရဲ့သားကောင်းတစ်ယောက်ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် My entire physical structure the rupa is made of the earth the water the air the energy of this country this land
သူရဲ့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်အကုန်လုံးကရုပ်တရားတွေဟာအကုန်လုံးဒီနိုင်ငံမှာဖြစ်ပေါ်လာတဲ့ရုပ်တရားတွေဖြစ်ပါတယ်ဒီနိုင်ငံမှာပဲမွေးဖွားတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ဒီနိုင်ငံရဲ့လေထဲမှာဒီတကိုင်းနေထဲမှာကြီးပြန်းလာတဲ့ပုံပုံဖြစ်တယ်လို့ဆိုလိုပါတယ
် And at the age of 31 when I got pure dhamma from then onwards every wavelet of my mind the nama is also made up of this country of Myanmar
That 30 တနေ့ကစာပြီးအလုံးမဲ့တရှင်စင်ကြရတဲ့ဗုဒ္ဓရဲ့တရားတော်ကိုရခဲ့တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်လို့အဲ့ရနေစပြီးဒီတိုင်းပြည်ပေါ်မှာသူ့မှာအများကြီးပဲကျေးဇူးတင်တဲ့တရားရှိပါတယ
် Therefore this combination of mind and matter nama and rupa belongs to this motherland
သူ့ရဲ့ယုံနာတရားတွေဟာဒီတိုင်းပြည်ရဲ့နေပိုင်ဆိုဒီတိုင်းပြည်ရဲ့ယုံနာတရားဖြစ်ပါတယ်
Therefore, wherever I go, whether it is United Nations or whether it is any other organization of the world, I feel that I am representing my motherland, Myanmar.
ဒါကြောင့်မလို့သူဘယ်ဟိုပဲသွားသွားဘယ်နိုင်ငံမှာရောက်ရောက်အတူတူပြည်သူကုလသမဂ္ဂမှာသူတခြားဒီအလွန်ထင်ရှားနေရာကြီးမှာရောက်ရောက်သူကိုယ်သူမြန်မာလို့ပဲခံစားယုံကြည်ပါတယ်
I got two births in this country. Two times I am born in this country, in this very life.
One birth when
I came out of the womb of my mother.
ပထမဘဝကတော့သူ့ရဲ့အမိဝမ်းကနေပြီးကောင်းထွက်လာတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ပထမအချိန်မွေးဖွားခြင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ
် And the second birth when the shell of ignorance was broken and I came out of that that was the real birth for me
ဒုတိယမွေးတယ်ဆိုတာကတော့ဒီအဝိဇ္ဇာတည်းဟူသောမှောင်တွင်းမှလွတ်မြောက်လာတာဆိုလည်းကတော့ရသော်ဖျားရဲ့တရားတော်ကိုတွေ့ပြီးတော့အသိဉာဏ်ရလာတဲ့ဥစ္စာဒုတိယမွေးခြင်းပါပဲ
It was the second birth in this sacred land, Dhamma land, that I feel that my human life is purposeful, is fruitful.
Now, do ya di, do ya mu ya di Dhamma land mo ya di tiya nengang yi di mu ya so pya tiya do thoka nengang yi mo mu ya do jau lo da tu bawa mangkang ne bawa phit la de lo yong ji ba de.
I sometimes ponder if I was not born in this country and even if I was born in this country If I had not come in contact with pure Dhamma, what sort of life I would have lived? Just running after money, a rat race of money, money, money. Worthless life. My Dhamma father Syaji Ubakhin used to say that he is a guided missile. Things are happening in his life quite unexpectedly. He is guided by his paramis, by his paramidevas. In the same way, I feel that I am also a guided missile, being guided by some invisible Dhamma forces. It is so astonishing. A young man, 18 years old, 125 years ago, a young man leaves the desert land of Rajasthan in India, all the way, either walking on foot, or walking on the camel, or walking on the train, comes to Calcutta, and from there crosses the Bay of Bengal and reaches Yangon. Why? He could have very well settled down in the city of Calcutta, where a number of other Goenkas were living. And he would have been quite successful, as we see a number of Goenkas in India have become so successful making money. He knew nobody in this country. 18 years youth decides to go to a new country, unknown country, crosses the sea. He had never traveled in his life and comes to this land. And coming to this Dhamma land, he decides to get settled down in Mandalay, Yernabong, the Dhamma city. Why all this happened? I feel it was because I had to take birth in this Dhamma land. And then born in a very staunch conservative Hindu family, that also had special meaning. Very devotedly, I followed the scriptures of the Hindu tradition, the devotional path, I practiced myself, and then only I came to Buddha's teaching.
ဟိန္ဒူကျမ်းစာတွေကိုလည်းအတွက်လေ့လာပြီးတော့အဲဟိန္ဒူဘာသာတွေရဲ့အယူဆတွေအတွေ့အော်တွေထဲမှာနှိမ့်ယူပြီးတော့ဒီထက်မှလည်းသူအလိုပဲစိတ်ဝင်စားစွာနဲ့လေ့လာခဲ့ပါတယ
် I got a good foundation of spirituality but when I came to Buddha's teaching I found it is much deeper much higher
ဒါပဲနောက်တခါဒီဗုဒ္ဓဘာသာတရားကိုရောက်လာတဲ့အခါကျတော့ဗုဒ္ဓဘာသာတရားတော့ပိုးပြီးတော့မှန်ကန်တဲ့တရားတွေမြင့်မြတ်တဲ့တရားတွေကိုလည်းတွေ့လာပါတယ
် And as I took my first course in 1955 at the age of 31 it was a new life altogether
ဒီပထမဆုံးကျေဥပဒနာတော့ဆယ်ရစကန်ကိုဝင်တဲ့ဥစ္စာအသက်30နှစ်အရွယ်မှာ1950ခုနှစ်ကပဲအဲ့ဒီအချိန်ကစပြီးဒီကဘဝအသစ်တစ်ခုကိုပြောင်းလာခဲ့ပါလေ
I had a little hesitation initially that this is not the traditional religion of my family why I should practice Buddha's teaching but once I passed through this I found there is no comparison in the world the teaching of Buddha is supreme
ပထမဆုံးကတော့ဒီဘုရားဘာသာတရားဖြစ်တဲ့တရားစကားဝင်ဖို့တော့သူတမအလိုမဲ့မတင်မရဖြစ်နေခဲ့ပါလေ။ငါဒါတို့တရားနဲ့ဆန့်ကျင်တယ်တို့ရဲ့ဟိန္ဒူမျိုးရိုးနဲ့မတူဘူးတရားဖြစ်တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်မလို့ဒီတရားကိုထိုင်ဖို့တော့ပါအများကြီးအနှောက်အယှက်တွေဖြစ်ခဲ့ပါဆိုင်ချက်နှောက်ရှိခဲ့ပါလေ။သို့သော်နောက်ဆုံးကျတော့တရားစစ်တရားမှန်တွေကိုဒီဘုရားဘာသာတရားမှလာပြီးတွေ့ရပါလေ
။ And when I see back again my life how dhamma works I was so busy in my business and my industry there was no time for me to study paryati there was no time for me to go deeper in patipatti but how things happened I was relieved of all the responsibilities of business and industry and I became free to go deeper in buddha dhamma
parama song di tiya ko ya le chain ma သူရကတော့စီးပွားရေးလုပ်ငန်းကြီးတွေအတော်ကြီးကျယ်အတွက်ကြောင့်မလို့ဒီတရားကိုရှေ့ပြီးဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့လေးလေးလက်လက်လုပ်ဖို့အတွက်ကအချိန်ရခဲ့ပါဘူးဘယ်တော့မှန်တယ်လို့အချိန်ရခဲ့မလို့ဆိုတာကိုလည်းပြောလင့်ခဲ့ပါတယ
် 5 years of my life I say they were the golden years of my life when I studied both paryati and patipatti at the feet of my dhamma father syaji ubakhen
nga ni didiya so yin tu ba bo le ta kae shwe khit lo ba ma shwe bo wa lu ma thin ya ba le ba ai chei ma nga ni long long ha so syaji ubakhen ya chi ye ma ni pi lo priyatti patipatti tiya le ko kaung so a lit chin ya ba le lit la ya ba le
I had no prayer plan to learn buddha's teaching to learn vipassana How it all happened? It must be due to some parmi devas, some parmi of the past, some invisible dhamma forces.
The Buddha was a teacher of Lila Buddha. Ma, tu ma, me minga de di kono ka parmi nyuji di pala de bo. Aja of Lila of Lila de kama, tu ma seita ma le wang biao wang da zwa le. Di teacher of Lila ke ba le, Lila ke ba le.
I could never think. That coming from a householder family, coming from a business family, I will become a Dhamma teacher. Totally impossible. I could never think of that and how it all happened. All because of Dhamma forces.
You Brahma Uzwa, you want to say that my power, you know, see why you can say you're lonely, you can have a known that you're lonely.ဒီတရားတွေကိုဘယ်လိုလုပ်ပြီးဝင်နိုင်မှာမလဲဆိုတာသူစိတ်ထဲမှာမတွေ့နိုင်အောင်ဖြစ်ခဲ့ပါလေမကြံစည်နိုင်ဘူ
း My Dhamma father Syaji Ubakhen had a very strong Dhamma volition that this invaluable jewel has come from India and today India has lost it so he very much wanted to pay back the debt of gratitude take back this invaluable jewelback to India and serve the people there in Vipassana.
Chalo ya sia yi phi ya sia yi ubakhen ma tu yong ji che de khu shi ba de. Ba lo so shi yin di dhamma yadana so da di အိန္ဒိယပြည်ကနေလာတဲ့ဒီယန္တရာတခုရှိပါတယ်အဲ့ဒီအိန္ဒိယပြည်ကိုဒီမယန္တရာဓမ္မယန္တရာကြီးပြန်ရောက်ဖို့အတွက်ကိုသူ့မှာလှုပ်ရှင်တဲ့ဟိုဆန္ဒတွေများစွာရှိပါတယ်အဲ့ဒါကိုလှုပ်ရမယ်ဆိုလို့ဆိုစိတ်ထဲမှာစောစောပြင်းပြထားပါတယ
် But due to certain reasons he could not go he could not leave the country and due to certain reasons I got the passport to go to India and he was so gladthat I will now represent him to pay back this debt of gratitude
achang tuku ja achang mya so ja sia yi ubakhen ko dai yo india bi wo ma twa nai bo ma chi kae ba ma twa kae nai ba wo to so le chauk ku ma lo kuna passport ya la le twa ja ma lo india bi wo twa thai pi lo sia yi ye sanna ko pi wa aw saung ya nai kae ba le
he had a great belief that 2500 yearsAfter Mahaparinibbana of Gautama the Buddha, the second sasana will arise, and the second sasana will arise with panya, with wisdom, with vipassana.
Sayi ne re yo yongji ja shi ba re. Tadana ne paung 2500 pi le ka ma, di Buddha bhasa ya Buddha myat so pya dutiya tadana ji ya pinya ne de ko thong ka me so lo sa sa ji ma yongji ja shi ba re.
And he had great belief in some prediction that 2500 years after Buddha, this wonderful Dhamma, this technique of Vipassana will go back to the country of origin and will help the people of that country.
The Tathana Nathonga Pipira Nama, the Myaswa Pyaya Dhamma Pita Upadana Daya, Kutuya Muya Nenga Pita Indiya Mayabhiya Nau Nenga Mya Pyaya Mahle, Pyanamu Shivare.
He had a strong belief that during this period, many people there will take birth, people of good paramis who will accept Buddha Dhamma willingly.
So, like Yongji Bharere, I think I need my paramis to be able to do it. If you have to do it, you have to do it. You have to do it. You have to do it.
And he also had a strong belief that onceBuddha Dhamma gets established, had a strong footing in the country of origin in India, it will start spreading round the world. And there are people in the world with good paramis who will accept Dhamma easily.
Yongji Jarku Ale, the Buddha Diyaro, Inya Bhimasa, Bhambi Ravira, Tonga Biro, Inya Bhiyani Desi, Kaba Ayayabu, Tiannam Biro, Upatana Diyaya, Tonga Tode Labu, Yongji Jarku Ale.
When I got the passport to go to India, I got the passport so that I can serve my mother who has become ill there, mentally ill. If I give her vipassana, she will be all right. But when Sayaji said, you are going to pay back the debt of gratitude to India and spread vipassana there, I had hesitation. How is it possible for me to do such a big job?
ဘာပါဆိုကြရတဲ့အခါမှာသူကတော့အိန္ဒိယပြည်သွားပြီးမိခင်ကြီးကိုသွားပြီးဒုတိယပြည်ကိုရည်ရွယ်ချက်နဲ့သွားခဲ့တာပဲတော်တော်ဆရာကြီးကနေပြည်ဒုတိယကိုပြည့်နှံ့ဖို့အတွက်သူ့ကိုပြောပါတယ်သူစိတ်ထဲမှာချင်တာငါဘယ်လိုလုပ်နိုင်မှာမလဲလုပ်မှလုပ်နိုင်မလားဆိုပြီးစိတ်ထဲမှာတကယ်တန်တရားရှိလာခဲ့ပါတယ
် He said don't worry you just go and you will find Dhamma will help youTime has ripened, the clock of Vipassana has struck. Now India is bound to accept Vipassana and the world is bound to accept Vipassana in a few years' time.
Sia yi ubakhenya pyo le, ma ba ma sai ma pu ne, twa da twa, dhamma ga, tiya ga myo ko saung chauk lai me, tiya ga myo ko a pe lai me. A le di tiya yi buddha bhasa tiya, vipassana tiya pyan pwa phu atwe ko, tu ba so lo lo phit la ma ba be.
But I had my own hesitation.I am going to a country where people have no faith in the teaching of Buddha. Why they will come to me and learn Vipassana?
Yogi yara ga do di Buddha bhasa tiya paw ma le sa mu mi shi de Buddha bhasa ma hou de pogu ri ja de ma blu wa la pi di Buddha bhasa tiya upasana tiya u tin cha ja mle le la ja mle so la sait the ma phit paw la ma de
And moreover the teaching of Vipassana is such that it has to be given as a residential course. People have to come and stay with me for 10 days, day and night, and learn. How is that possible? Who will come and stay with me? And who will arrange? Where course will be given? Who will manage the course? And where the finance will come? How about food and all that? All those questions were there in my mind. I started making a list of people who knew me and whom I knew. The list did not reach the figure of 100. Less than 100 people in this huge country of millions of population. Less than 100 people. Who will help me? How is it possible to have residential courses of Vipassana? But as my Sayaji said, Dhamma Devas are working. Within 10 days, the first course was managed. It started. The first course of 10 days started within 10 days of my reaching there. Somebody came forward and he said, I will arrange, I will manage, I will find out a place, you need not worry. And the first course was given with 14 students. And all of them got so much benefit. Buddha's teaching is such. It is result-oriented and not blind faith, not blind belief. When one experiences, one finds that it is so logical, so scientific, and when they get the result, they all accepted. These 14 people who participated were so happy. That next course and then next course, demand started for course after course. There was no place available. We had no Dhamma center, no Vipassana center. But offers started coming. There were our Nyama Viharas. Not only that, even in Muslim mosque, courses were given. In Christian monastery, courses were given. And in so many other schools and hostels and colleges, courses were given very successfully. For 7 years I kept on giving courses, moving in different parts of India, in different places, and the number of students started increasing. And it was amazing that people of every religion, every tradition started participation. When they don't take a course, before they have taken course, they kept on arguing. They kept on saying Buddha's teaching is not good. Our tradition is the best. But when they come to the course, after 10 days, total change comes in their mind.
The
again how Dhamma works. Within 10 years, not only people from various religions of India, but people from various countries started coming to take courses. People from about 80 countries of the world came to India to take courses of Vipassana.
They didn't
know me, I didn't know them. It is all because of their paramis, as my Sayaji said, they started coming and getting benefited from
Vipassana.
And then they started pressing me that they want their relatives and their friends to take this Dhamma, and all of them cannot come to this country. So why not you visit our country and give Dhamma
there?
But it was not possible because I visited India in Myanmar passport, and the passport has endorsement only for India. I cannot go to any other country.
And
I was given a responsibility that having sown the seeds of Dhamma in the country of origin, my teacher wanted me to go out and spread Dhamma around the world.
And
because I did not get any endorsement, not that the government was against me, it was general policy. Anybody who goes out should not get more than one country endorsement, so I could not go. So I had to change my nationality and take Indian passport.
Again,
when I just remember the whole thing, if I got endorsement at that time, I would have got endorsement only for two countries, because I applied for two countries. But when I have Indian passport, then I can go to any country around the world. So that also Dhamma worked in such a way that it could spread around the world.
So nara mushiya aro agai bama passport ma ni ma so shin tai pi na pi ma ba di tia ko lou lai ba le ai na bama passport sun lai pi lo india passport ne ni ma so shin ta ka ba lou ma tlet le pi lo upadana tia pyan wa we twet saw hai nai ba le tia ro twet saw hai nai ba le
I was happy that Dhamma is spreading. I started moving to different countries of the world. Courses were given in different countries. But suddenly, I came to know that those Burmese citizens who have changed their nationality will not be allowed a visa to come back to
Myanmar.
That was really very painful for me. I very much wanted to visit my
motherland.
And moreover, I wanted to discuss certain very subtle points of Dhamma with the learned monks here, and now I can't come. So how I can discuss this important subject with the learned monks? But again, see how Dhamma works. An ex-president of the country, Dr. Mao Mao, for some reason he came to India to meet his daughter who was working in the embassy there. And he heard about these courses and he joined a course in India, in Jaipur. And when he took the course, he was so very much happy that this is something which is needed by everyone in the world. And he came here and told the authorities that Goenka is doing our work, our country's work. He is representing our country and spreading Dhamma. So as a great surprise, when I was giving a course in Australia, in Sydney, our ambassador, the Myanmar ambassador, telephoned me that you are invited as a state guest. Please come immediately to this country. What a pleasant surprise for me to come back to my country, and I was longing to come back to my country. And after that, I have the freedom to come as many times as I like to come to my motherland and get inspiration from the learned sadhus. I meet my Dhamma brothers and sisters in this country. I feel one with them and I get so much inspiration from them. Whenever I come, I get opportunity to pay my respect to the learned monks, and they all are so happy. They keep on giving me blessings, and their metta is so strong that I find I can work better around the world. It is actually the love of my countrymen here, love for me. It is actually the blessing of the Sangha that gives me so much strength. And I see this is the reason why Dhamma is spreading so easily and round the world with different countries, people of different communities, of different traditions, different religions. Willingly people are accepting it. And I see people come to the courses with so much of sadness on their face, so much of melancholy on their face. After all, misery is everywhere. And practicing for 10 days, on the 10th day when they go out, the faces are blooming. Everyone is so happy. Then the Buddha's words become so clear to me that the Dhamma Dana is the greatest Dana. compared to all the dhanas.
Now, the Myaswa Phaya is a kind of fish the Dhamma Dhana, Dhamma Dhana, Dhamma Dhana, Sina Dhisura. The Tiyaya Alua, Alua Gadema, Amunmiya Songsura Usa, Uwe Kura Indi Lavare.
A hungry person, we give him food, it is dana, it is good. But next day again this person becomes hungry. A thirsty person, we give water, it is good. But again he becomes thirsty. A sick person, we give medicine, very good. But again he may get some illness or the other. This is not eternal. But when someone gets dhamma, total life is changed. Future lives at all, they are there, they are changed. And one reaches the final goal of full liberation. So the merits one acquires by giving Dhamma Dana is incomparable, is the greatest merit. When I give Dhamma Dana, I keep on understanding that I am just a representative. This Dana is being given by the Sangha of my motherland, by all the brothers and sisters of my motherland. Therefore, the merits of this Dana goes to all of them.
It is your
dana. It is our country's dana. It is our Sangha's dana. May all of you get benefit from the merits of this dana. May all of you come out of misery and enjoy real peace, real harmony. Real
happiness.
Oh.